Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
Welcome back to FPL Anonymous, a support group for people to share their tales of addiction. I'm Matt Dyson, and fantasy football has been negatively affecting my weekends since the mid-noughties. Dan, do you want to introduce yourself to the group?
I'm Dan. I shouldn't really be here, to be honest, because it enhances all my weekends, and I'm very good at it.
Oh, you guys just talk
amongst yourselves.
You might be in an upward loop at the moment, but the downward spiral is never far away, Dan. Trust me. And wait a minute, didn't you sell Mo Salah this week? Was that this week?
That's a classic. I mean, from the origins of FPL, the quandary of club supporting versus FPL points gaining. Can you ever really? Am I just being negative that this player always scores against us? Is that just a sort of defeatist attitude? And it's not really based on fact. Can I really have a captain that is against the club I support? That's always how it goes. So I can I went back to De Bruyne.
So you're saying that you haven't lost out because of that? But not only did he score twice, but Spurs also lost. So that was like a, shouldn't it be like you have one good thing? So you either, what I do is like if Forest lose, then at least I'll have had the goalkeeper for Crystal Palace in or something like that. So, you know, so one way I'm going to be happy, you know, at the end.
Is that the best way of doing it? Yeah, you're happy when you lose because you've got the goalkeeper of the opposition.
Yeah, Forest have lost, but Palace kept a clean sheet, so it's not all bad. That's the way I look at it.
But then so then you'd be booing a consolation goal, going,
because that'd be great. Forest scrape a 1-0 win and the Palace haven't got a clean sheet, I don't care.
I'm talking about a 4-1. So, you know, you're 4-0 down and you score consolation.
Not happen, is it?
You're cursing your luck.
Yeah, well, I just feel, because I'm new to this whole having a team in the Premier League and playing FPL thing, that's my way of dealing with it, I think, because otherwise I can't have it. I've had it double bad, and that's not a way to live your life. It's not good for the mood, is it, to have a double whammy of badness? Your way was to transfer out one of the best players in the game, and you're saying that's a good thing. You're trying to put a positive spin on that.
It's not a positive spin. I'm just saying that it's an issue that we all face on FPL. Some of us are more hardened supporters than others. And also, it's not even necessarily a choice. It's just that your critical thinking can be affected by a bit of an emotional pull there. See, on paper, Sally always scores against Spurs. But he doesn't always score against Spurs. He occasionally scores against Spurs. KDB at home, who they play in Fulham, without Mitrovic, it seemed likely, which he wasn't. And then with Brentford the game after, it didn't seem such a bad choice. And you know what? If Cancelo hadn't been sent off somehow, I've only seen it on like Twitter replays, but to my mind, ludicrous sending off.
There are quite a few pushing over incidents, though, and this looked like one of them. They didn't all get given, unfortunately, the pushing over incidents.
Well, then they're back to the Spurs game,
Exactly. But I think it was a fair enough sending off. I have no complaints about that. Also, everyone owns Cancelo except me, so that was nice to see. I was a bit worried when Trippier's hammy appeared to go. I was a bit worried about that.
That works as well because they subbed him off. He kept a clean sheet. Yeah. They do that sometimes.
It worked out well, didn't it?
I saw someone on FPL this week who had captained Cancelo, which seemed like quite a sneaky captain, and obviously did not pay off -4.
I think I saw a triple captain somewhere on one of the Twitter feeds.
He's back, because they got a cup game midweek, so he'll be back the following weekend. Right. He doesn't miss any games, which is very handy.
Everything's not lost. Yeah, I also got KDB in, and even though Haaland came on as a sub and got the winning penalty, KDB still outscored him. So he was not an FPL plan destroyer for those that captained him this time. And like you say, it's Brentford at home next for Man City and Kevin De Bruyne, who's flying at the moment. In the team of the week, Dan, as we suppose we should... Sorry, we should explain where we've been for the past few weeks. We're carrying on like nothing's happened.
We've been away for ages.
So a few people asked where we were. Not many. Wow. Some of you may have been just silently wondering, what's happened to that podcast?
I never listened to my
support group, my FPL addiction a support group. Well, I went on a holiday and
how was it?
Were ill. That's very nice. Yeah, Corfu. A week in Corfu.
Bless you.
Thank you. It was quite sunny, quite warm still. It's really nice, actually. Really nice. Not been abroad since COVID, since before COVID. So that's nice. Unlike you, living it up in Tenerife every second you get in the morning.
That was 2 weeks where I was between house moves and they had to move into my house before I moved into the next house. So I was homeless for 2 weeks.
Sell it however you want, I'm just saying. But you sponsoring around in your kimono, in your silk kimono by the all-inclusive bar.
Brilliant.
Yeah, there's an image for you. What I was saying, I was on holiday, you were ill.
Yeah, I was ill.
There's been a lot of illness around at the
moment. Whenever anyone's ill now, the first thing everyone goes, is it COVID? It's incredibly annoying.
Yeah, but even if it is, that doesn't really matter as much anymore, does it? So, COVID isn't really that big a deal anymore, is it? I didn't think.
It's just a default answer. It's like when I say that I work in radio and then the person that I talk to about it says, I prefer and say a different station. And it's like, that never happens in any other job. I don't say, what do you do? And they're at the bank. And now I prefer post offices.
Yeah, much prefer building societies, actually. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'm still quite wary when you're on the... Go on the tube and see people coughing. I mean, that's a real... Not that you ever leave the house now. You're one of these work-from-home people, aren't you?
Oh, look at you. Who's been presenting from home for about 2 years.
Hey, what are you on about? I haven't been... I occasionally do stuff from home. That's about it. But it's nice to have that work-life balance that so many have now.
To be clear, we're also being told not to come into the office at the moment because it's oversubscribed for staff. So, I'm actually...
There you go. There's an internal Bauer memo there. An internal Bauer memo... details from Danny Pryor. That's what people come here for this podcast for.
Love it. Your salad dodging that continues, even though...
I was thinking, the salad dodging era has finished. He is no longer Captain Obvious, as you've said. And I'm thinking, post-World Cup, Boxing Day Mo, opening him up on Boxing Day, and having him at home to Aston Villa. And I think now might be the time to just say, maybe it's time to embrace him once again. Because he's not... Am I right in saying he's not playing in the World Cup as well?
I don't think he is, no.
He's not, is he?
I feel like we should be across that, but I'm pretty certain.
I've seen something saying he's not playing the World Cup, I'm sure, in one of the many snippets of information that flash before our eyes on a daily basis. And so Haaland's not playing the World Cup. Mo Salah's not playing the World Cup. So that World Cup wild card... Those two are the first name on the team sheet. Surely they're going to be rested and yet still fit. They're going to be raring to go. Whereas you pick any player that's gone a distance in the World Cup, there's going to be a negative effect, surely. I'm thinking if the whole wildcard team is non-World Cup players.
Right, interesting.
Are you, yeah. Are you going to do a similar thing?
No, I want to say England crash out in the group stage or last 16, which I think is most likely. And then I don't think it's a big issue. I think then they come back and you're like, well, they still have a couple of weeks off watching the rest of the World Cup.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see how it pans out, obviously, but I'm looking forward to using that extra wild card.
Yeah, me too. This game week starts, that wild card will be active, I assume.
That's right. So you're going to start it, obviously, aren't you?
Yeah, because there'll be price. You know, I'm on the prices. Yeah. So
instantly, price watch.
As soon as it lets me on it and it doesn't do that stupid game, is
Why have we never done a prior price watch? You could be like a City reporter checking the markets. That's why, that's actually why, you're right. I imagined you like that Calatelli sisters on the day-to-day, giving us all the latest price increases and decreases, because I always find it interesting to see who goes up and who goes down, but I'm just not that bothered by a 0.1 of a million. It was like, who cares?
No, I care, because far too many times I've done like a triple transfer genius move and then it's been thwarted by 0.1 million and you're like, don't know what I'm going to do. I'm even going to spend another 4 points or...
There's always another way. There's always another way. Looking at the team of the week, though, Dan, unexpected player of the week on 16 points, Tavernier. Marcus Tavernier
of
Bournemouth. Tavernier, whatever you want to call him. Don't come to me with your pronunciation woes, Pryor. He's not down, to be fair, Tavernier, whatever you want to call him, has done very little all season, except for the past two games, where he's got, get this, he's got 3 assists and 1 goal. Wow. In the past two games against Spurs and Leeds. He's a watch list player at 4.9 million. Bournemouth have been quite annoying for me as one of the fellow promoted teams. That they're doing quite annoyingly well this season. Mm-hmm. And I can't bring myself to sign any of their players. But Billing got another goal as well. He's doing all right. Even Solanke's popping up with a few now. They're scoring, but then they're conceding loads as well. So I think
it'd be good if he was watch list. I wonder how tall he is. So lanky. That's quite a...
Oh, yes, exactly. So he is quite lanky, actually. He is quite lanky.
Oh, good.
But he also does the bow and arrow celebration, which I'm tiring of a little bit. And I think he nicked it off Brennan Johnson.
Is that because you're Forrest?
Yeah. I think it's a silly celebration for a goal. Pretending...
But for you lot, with your arrow. Trees and having Robin Hood as your mascot, whatever you got, that would work.
It works for Brennan Johnson, yeah, for Forest striker Brennan Johnson, but that's about it. But I haven't seen him do it for so long that I forgot what it looks like. A few other names, unexpected names in the team of the week. Greenwood, Sam Greenwood, who I think we flagged up as a potential...
Yeah, there's a watchlist player.
Yeah, potential cheapo option. At the start of the season, I do believe, Dan, I'm pretty sure we mentioned him. A lot of people were talking about him, only 4.2 million. He's not really had that much of a run out so far this season, but he came on as a sub, got a goal and an assist. Sam Greenwood, certainly one to watch.
I'll tell you else from Leeds, before you move on quickly, it's just that Somerville 4.4.
Look at
that, 6-7-13. Now, annoyingly,
exactly.
When they come back, they've got City straight away, and then Newcastle away. But he's definitely... Somerville. I might bench him anyway. I might have him on that bench. Just
he's worth having on the bench as a cheap option. 4.4. He's on my watch list already because he's having a really good season. He makes me feel mighty real, Somerville. Oh, you know, he can never say goodbye to Ellen Road. I don't think. The fans will all be like, "Don't leave me this way."
For anyone under the age of 50, he's Jimmy Somerville, is it?
Somerville, that's right. Yeah. The other famous Somerville, the pop singer, who looked like Ian Hislop, famously. Anyway, Crescencio, what a name that is as well. Crescencio Somerville, what a great name. Worth having in your team. But like you say, some dark red on the horizon. Tottenham away. Actually, I don't know how dark red that should be, really. And then Man City at home is an obvious one.
I'll let that
slide. To avoid on the 28th of December post-World Cup. The resurgence of Aston Villa sees Jacob Ramsey also in the team of the week with 14 points. He had a very good game the other day, didn't he?
Last season, I remember he was a watchlist player back then.
Jacob Ramsey. I keep getting Jacob Ramsey. I remember last season I accidentally signed Jacob Ramsey. I signed what's his name, the striker who's also doing well post Stevie G, Leon Bailey.
He's more of a winger, isn't he? You got them mixed up.
Yeah, I know, which is ridiculous, isn't it? But I think their names just seem quite similar. I mean, I don't know why.
Jacob Ramsey, Leon Bailey.
Leon Bailey. They have the same number of syllables. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that happens to us all.
Neither of them household names, really. They certainly weren't at the time. But I think either one of those is pretty good bet at the moment. Bailey is 4.5. Ramsey's 5.2. Ramsey's doing particularly well under, since Stevie G left and Unai Emery's just started his first game. I mean, Ollie Watkins still seems to be off the boil for them, certainly. But even the much fancied in the past Digne, or Digne, as you used to call him down there, weighing in with a nice little free kick. You want to see more of that from him, don't you? From Digne, who's also in Team of the Week with 10 points.
I feel like they're a bit of a tainted sort of broth there at Villa. I don't know that I want to have a cup of
a
Villa
tainted
for now.
Broth.
Yeah. Got
was,
nice
that
little...
Jimmy Somerville? Was that a Jimmy Somerville song?
Absolutely
tainted broth. Whoa. Was that Mark Almond? He's drunk some tainted broths in his time, I'll tell you that much.
I always get Mark Almond mixed up with Jimmy Somerville because their names are so similar.
Similar number of syllables then, right? Yeah, that's what it is.
They've got Wolves at home and Leeds at home and then Southampton away in January, so worth having a look at them just after.
Not good for the wild card selections, is it? But they've got a great run in January. So we're looking so far ahead. Put a little note.
I always get January mixed up with February. You know, I don't know about you.
Oh my God, he's not going to let this go. He's not going to let this go. So also in the team of the week, Trippier. Obviously, he's amazing.
Everyone's got him. Yeah.
Everyone's got him. Don't need to talk about him. Gabriel as well got a goal. Those two Arsenal centre-backs have an amazing season, aren't
not
they?
Not been well called up, them? Has he? Not been called up by Brazil. Gabriel's been overlooked. Unfortunately, dreams can't come true.
Gosh. Yes. Your goalkeeper in goal as well. Danny Ward was the top-scoring goalkeeper. With
yeah,
six
I thought
points.
That was an error. I was kind of going,
Was that the only clean sheet?
He's actually been very good. Like the last, I see you. Did you get in on Castagna? The last sort of 5 weeks,
I've had Castagna for a while. He's great, Castagna. Yeah, really. He's getting a lot. They like him on bonus points, and they are getting decent clean sheets because they seem to turn a corner, didn't they? Leicester.
4.1. Madison's a subkeeper that's playing.
Have you still got
one? Is great.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap, isn't it? Yeah, I'd say he'd be a really popular choice for a wild card team. But then actually looking back at, they've got after looking at their December fixtures, they come straight back with Newcastle at home, which they're going to concede at least a goal in that, aren't they? And then Liverpool away. So
yeah, but he's
maybe
a good
another January team. He's worth having on the bench, certainly. Yeah, that's true, actually. Definitely everyone's second choice goalkeeper, surely Danny Ward. Have you still got Madison in yours? He's having a great
season. No, because didn't he get injured or suspended? He came out at some point anyway, but he would be on our look at bringing back, but then he might be getting called up by England, so we'll see.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens there, wouldn't it? And then Alvarez was also in there with 9 points, replacing Erling Haaland quite nicely, as we expected him to do this season. But then Haaland came back and we're all back to Captain Obvious territory again now, aren't we? Yeah. Going into next week's games. I got 60 points overall, Dan. The average was 53. It wasn't a particularly great KDB captain, Almiron, who's just ridiculous. In there. I mean, have you got him yet?
Because I had three Newcastle. I've got Wilson, Trippier, and I had Botman. I wanted.
Oh yeah. But, you love the Botman, yeah.
Well, I mean, I just think Botman is robbing points, and I thought it might be a bit of a joker if I didn't.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Wow, genuinely impressive work on the puns there for Danny Pryor there. Yeah.
But Almiron,
Almiron's superhero,
isn't he?
I've got rid of Wilson when he went off ill, injured. Well, he went off ill, and yeah. I was so annoyed by him that I transferred him out. I was like, don't waste my time, mate. Don't come here wasting my time. And I thought, we've got a wild card to come. I'm going to get rid of him. And I feel like it was a bit rash, but they're playing Chelsea at home. And, you know, Chelsea aren't particularly great at the moment, but I don't think he's going to score a hatful.
No, I might get shot in myself. Chelsea. It's my one transfer. Do you know what I might do? Out. And even though I didn't think he played especially well against Tottenham and they sort of played him out of position on the wing, I might get Darwin in just for one game.
Oh, yeah.
I've never dabbled with him, and I'm curious to just.
I dabbled with Darwin in the past, and he is doing well since he came back from after that sending off. He's doing all right.
I thought I might fancy a little liaison with him, just a one-nighter.
See how it goes. One night, you're gonna ghost him the next day, so it's fine because you're playing your wild card, so he can go quite easily. Yeah, that's a good chat. I went with Jesus because I just think he's playing well all around, and he's gonna start adding goals again to his game at some point. And I'm thinking it's gonna be away at Wolves, so I've gone Jesus, which. I mean, I've had three Arsenal players in my team. I've currently got three Newcastle. Until I got rid of Wilson in a angry moment. But yeah, well, I mean, it's looking all right, really. What, Kane got popped up with a goal. Haaland did. Almiron, De Bruyne, Trippier. Castagne got a clean sheet. The only problem was Henderson in goal, but... Harsh penalty. I'm disappointed he didn't save it. And then I got Andreas on the bench. I should know, never put Pereira on the bench. I mean, he is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get him in this.
4.6 million. He has to be. He's a must-have in a wildcard team because he is delivering. He's so cheap, but you can't. I don't like to bench him because he pops up with so many. Well. Yeah, five assists.
It's good for his money, yeah.
Two goals. For his money, it's hard to drop him.
I got 58, so just short of you. Do you know what? I felt like I'd had a half-decent week as well, and then I actually had down arrows, so I dropped to 269,000 in the table. But the average was quite high, 53, especially for like a low, you know, with the Haaland situation. I thought it might be a tougher week. But I guess everyone's got Trippier, so that was obvious. And Cancelo obviously mugged me off.
But a lot of people were mugged off by him, weren't they?
Point scorers were Zaha, he got 12, who's been on the verge of getting transferred out of my team for so many weeks. And then every sort of two or three weeks, he'll do something.
He does that to you, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you've got to keep him, though, really.
Well, he's got Forest away next, so yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Forest away, then Fulham at home after the break and Bournemouth away after the break. You know, like, you need to have some Palace assets in your wildcard team, I would suggest. Whether and it's then, him,
I saddled up to Trossard the other week as well, and he's obviously been so consistent, 7-7-5. I'm not expecting the 12s and 20s of earlier, but he's still consistently great, popping up with assists. Villa home next. And the one that annoyed me this week was Perisic, because he hit the post and the crossbar in that match. They signed him up front. You thought, this is interesting. Like, you know, no pace up front now, which was a bit of a worry. But once Kulusevski came on, like, he was in positions to assist or score. The amount of headers that nearly went in that he crossed. I was kind of losing faith of him at some point, and now it's kind of going back the other way around.
With the old fullback rotation at Spurs is annoying, but if he's going to start playing him up front, I mean, he's a must-have. It's while Richarlison and Son are out. You've had a lot of injuries. Poor Son's cheeks. I got rid of him for KDB, obviously, when he got injured. He's not had a great season anyway, so I was sort of looking for an excuse to get rid of him, because apart from that one hat-trick, he's done very little.
Yeah,
and what was it? I had him for the hat-trick.
Okay. Well, Kulusevski's the one season. Once the season starts again, like, Kulusevski's someone that I think.
I definitely have him in.
Spurs haven't got the worst running in the new year after New Year onwards. They've had a harder this half of the season than next season.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, if Perisic is going to be playing in such an advanced position, I definitely want a piece of that action. But, yeah, Zaha, I suppose Zaha's... he's certainly one of the options for... Yeah, but he can be quite infuriating for Palace. I mean...
Good,
Eze or Elise, yeah, that one word answer thing, yeah. It was,
I think he did that on purpose because Haaland used to get trending because of that back in the first time I saw of him. Wasn't his goals, it was his one word answer, very droll interview technique. And I think
makes it hard for the interviewer, doesn't it? Yeah,
yeah, I feel sorry for them, but then you know, it is part of your training, isn't it? Devil's advocate.
I'd like to see one of the interviews. You know, when Roy Hodgson kicked off that time, and sometimes managers go, stop asking me stupid questions, they get really narky and angry. Yes. I'd like to see a match of the day report just kick off with them saying, look, if you're not going to give me proper answers to the questions, let's just cancel this and you won't be on match of the day tonight. Well, How about that?
We've got an old friend and colleague who does match of the day.
Yeah, Mark Scott. Yeah, he's doing well. He's asking some good questions at the moment, isn't he?
So maybe it'll be him. Yeah. Maybe you can inform him that you'd like him to be a bit more confrontational.
Scotty, can you be more confrontational? I'm sick of it. Like, they always have to put up with the whims of managers. It's like, oh, because you're really angry and you're an old school bully, I have to just accept that. No, I don't care what you say. If you're not going to play ball, forget it. Interview cancelled. Get me someone else. That's what I'm dying to see. And I think Scotty might be the man to do it.
I think you're going to ruin his career. That sounds like the worst thing in the world.
So Elise is 5.4. Eze is 5.7. Both having pretty good seasons on the old assist and goal front. Just thinking of one of them as an alternative to Zaha, who can be a bit infuriating.
Okay.
But certainly want one of them. I mean, with those fixtures, like you say, coming up after the World Cup, get some of those players. I mean, I'm not sure if any of them are involved in the World Cup, actually, but sort of thing I should have looked into again.
Jesus this week, right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done Jesus for the coming week. I did KDB for Son the last week. But I did get rid of Gross eventually after keeping him for a while during his Baron patch. And since I got rid of him, he keeps popping up with goals again, which has been incredibly annoying. Very late goals as well often. He's got two in two now. Pascal Gross and he had a really good start to the season, and then he went for a barren patch, at which point I owned him, and then he suddenly come back into form, and at 5.6 he's all right. But Brighton seems to be okay, actually. Lallana was in the team of the week as well. He had a great one. He seemed to have a really good game, Lallana, for Brighton against Wolves.
When you signed Gross, did you mean to get Lallana? Or was it one of those, you know, always getting mixed up?
I always get them mixed up. No. It was either Gross or Trossard, and I went with Gross.
Okay.
Don't get that mixed up.
Because their names aren't similar. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, Miggy, he's so fine. He blows my mind. He's just unbelievable, isn't he? I mean, it's got to stop at some point, though. So, like you say, if I was you and I hadn't signed him yet, I'd probably want to hold off because he can't carry on forever.
I would consider signing him as soon as his window shuts because I'm relatively certain his price will go up because a lot of people would do it. And not everyone's going to be sharp as the rest of us getting on it on day one. So, or even realising what's going on, some people will be like, what? Hang on, what's this? Free another wild card? Lovely.
Yeah.
And let's say they're freezing the prices. I hadn't even considered that. If I was the FPL creators, that might be what I did. Because I think
you were the chimps. Yes, you would freeze the prices, I'd imagine. Are Paraguay in the World Cup?
I hope so. I like Paraguay. I remember Schillebert, the free kick goalkeeper. Shit.
Yeah, Schillever, yeah. He was, didn't he go on to be the president or something as well?
Was that him? Possible.
Yeah. I don't think Paraguay qualified. So another one for my rested players not involved in World Cup action.
I mean, they are still going off and doing like friendlies and stuff. I've seen obviously like Leon or something.
Yeah, they'll train and stuff, but it's going to be a much more chilled out. It's going to be like you know, sort of like substitute teacher comes in. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a bit more of a chilled out vibe. It's like, yeah, do some training, then we'll all play board games all afternoon or something.
I don't feel like it'll be like a
wet play vibe. Oh, yeah, possibly not, yeah.
Wet play?
As in when it's raining at school. And
oh, phew. I was starting to worry about what sort of teachers you had at school. Is it a little type of wet play, Dyson?
Not again. Not water sports. Not water sports.
This is horrific.
Wet play time. What are you on about?
That's right, what you said. Yeah. You said wet play.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, wet play is when kids have to stay in the classroom at break time because it's raining. I do not know what else you're talking about. Look, anyway, there we go. So we are back. We should look ahead. We've been looking ahead further, really, which I think is the right thing to do.
We've got a matter of moments left. I think we've got a couple of minutes left before our.
We've got a couple of minutes left on the record. So we've been looking further ahead. We'll come back to plan our wildcard teams in more advance after this game week. But I mean, obviously, I'm captaining Haaland this week. Man City at home to Brentford. He's fully fit, but it is a 12:30 kickoff on a Saturday. The one thing working against that decision. But what about you, Pryor?
I'm just sticking with my team and get, like I say, might get that Nunez in.
Darwin Nunez, yeah.
KDB captain De Bruyne, Haaland captain, I suppose. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
just change that
obvious.
And,
Captain obvious.
Yeah, I'm in my team actually. Yeah,
it's almost like I don't want to play a wild card, but I will, and we have to.
Oh, no, I'm happy to do one. I need to get shot like Alisson. I've got money burning on my goalkeeper position.
You've got to have something to do during the World Cup, haven't you, to keep life interesting.
Indeed.
You know. But
I mean, I always get the World Cup mixed up with the Euros myself. So
similar names, aren't they, Dan? Yeah, I think you've rinsed that one dry now.
Sorry about that. Yeah. I should just quickly shout out that I beat Greg Burns, friend of the show, this week.
Greg Burns. Oh, Greg Burns.
Which somehow I remained top of. I know people are interested.
Oh, I also got a win actually. I beat KFC Limited, Kinsley Pioneer Dandy. Pioneer Dandy, that's an amazing surname, isn't it? He's one of our African listeners, I think. Very nice. Kinsley, no, I did beat you in the head-to-head.
And in the Game Week League, I mean, top of the league, Andy Hillarreal. I feel like that's a newcomer to the top of our league with 59 points.
Yeah, well, it's been changing a lot. Ah, lovely to hear.
He's an Englishman.
Great to hear. Well,
just
done,
ahead of David Gosling with Boca Fulham, who is a Fulham fan, you'll be surprised to hear. Manager of the month for October was Rasmus Oxnard, who has a team called Machu Michu. Chelsea fan, congratulations to you.
Well done, Rasmus, in Norway,
Shadows.
I believe. Yeah. One of our Scandinavian massive, always listening, always appreciated. Thank you, Rasmus. Nice. Hey, guys, all around the world, we will be back with another one next week. Our barren patch is over. We're now going to be banging podcasts in left, right and centre.
Well, this is not for the World Cup. So, back for one.
We will have the World Cup break. We'll have a winter break. We've been calling for it
for
years.
We can chat about the World Cup if you want,
Yeah, we might pop up with the
other one. Agony aunt stuff. People could message
certainly
in
not
any
doing,
problems.
Certainly not doing a World Cup fantasy league. Forget that. It's time to have downtime. It's a period of abstinence for us FPL addicts, a World Cup is.
Well, most of these people have... they don't choose their abstinence, but they're such FPL addicts that it's given to them.
Well, that's it, Dan. Profound stuff at the end of the podcast there. And everyone, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game Week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.